And we've talked about this over the years. It's a really interesting thing that ABC does.
It's a show called What Would You Do? And they have it on Hulu. You can go watch these anytime you want. And this week I happened to see it promoed and thought, yeah, I give it a view. I haven't watched it in a while. John Quiñones is the host of it, originally from San Antonio. He's a Texan and hosts this for ABC. And they'll put a hidden camera in a restaurant or a bar. That was mainly a coffee shop. That was mainly the settings for this last one. And one of the real interesting ones was set in a bar restaurant. Just imagine like a rectangle bar and people are sitting around it. There's a barkeeper behind it who's serving drinks and meals. The people who are actors are the bartender or the restaurant owner, I think he also says he is, and the homeless woman who comes in from the street. Those are the two actors. The five other people around this rectangle bar are just people there eating lunch. So the woman comes in dressed very plainly, and she goes up to the barkeep and says, "I'm sorry, I'm homeless. Could you give me just a something to hold me over to tomorrow?" And he said, "No, I can't. In fact, you just need to go ahead and leave. And if I give you something, then we're going to have a long line of, there's a lot of homeless in this area of the city. I think it's in San Francisco." And he says, "No." And she asks, "Please, could you just give me just a little something? I won't come back here every day. I just need something to last until tomorrow." And so this woman chimes in, who is sitting right next to where this woman who's asking for help is standing. And she said, "Okay, I'll tell you what, I'll buy her meal." And this is the exchange here. And then another guy who is seated on the other side of the bar, he also supports this woman. But there's a guy sitting next to him drinking beer who looks a lot like Daddy, who takes the side of the bartender and said, "Nope, it's his place. He should be able to say what he wants to do, his house." So here's a little bit of the exchange.
Who are the plants here?
The actor is the bartender.
The bartender, the homeless woman.
And the homeless woman. Everyone else is
natural.
Is just reacting.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what. I got $20 right here. She's going to get a hot meal today. My treat. Here's the 20.
Okay.
That's enough for her to get something and enough for you to have a tip.
If that's not enough money for what we're feeding her, then I'll make up the difference.
We try not to let homeless people in here, honestly. It's bad for business.
I'm with him, yes.
Wow.
When you work at a place and you deal with them all day long, you get really, really callous. And I know you want to do what's right.
If somebody needs to eat, I will help.
There's places they go and get that they choose not to.
Now, I think you do need to leave. I'll hang on to what she gave me. You can go.
She's ready.
No, but I'm ready to. I'd like to order.
Ma'am, you don't need to order here.
Now, more patrons tell our bartender to let her eat.
Yeah, sir. Yeah.
You can always make it to go.
She's not bothering anybody.
She smells. I mean, she shouldn't be in here. We're trying to run a business here.
Absolutely.
Let's stand next to each other. Two different opinions.
I'll hang on to what she gave me.
Did you put her order in?
Not yet.
The sooner you get her food ordered, the sooner she can be out of here.
Just don't want to tell people down the road we're giving out free food, because that's what happens. And then there's going to be a line out the door.
Have her walk over to them, to the man of the tie, and thank him.
It's a domino effect.
Thank you so much.
This is none of your fault.
It's a domino effect.
And don't you feel bad. Don't be freaking crying.
Okay. I won't.
Our actor thanks one patron while the other validates our bartender.
Why are you being so kind to me?
No, nobody else is a boss.
I'm just visiting.
Thank you.
You are the boss.
Okay. He understands.
You're my sister. You're a living, breathing human. You're my sister.
Number 8.
He's the boss.
Thank you.
He's the boss.
Thank you.
That's it.
All right, I'm ordering food.
Okay.
Myself.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Sure, of course.
You want to smell me?
No, I don't need to smell you, sir.
Okay, I know there's a lot of voices there. The guy saying, with kind of the country voice saying, "You want to smell me?"
That's the nice customer
on the other side of the bar. The guy is going, "Nope, his place, his place." That's the guy who's siding with the bartender who's being the big jerk.
No.
It is.
No,
it does look
Daddy,
like Daddy.
Right. No. That's Daddy.
And if you heard, the bartender not only said, I'm not going to serve her, but for the woman who paid for her, he pocketed the 20 and said, I'll tell you what, I'll keep the 20, but you need to leave.
Okay.
So it's double sorry.
Right.
And that's the thing with these. Sometimes the acting is so questionable that I would
be
think
suspicious.
That something was going on. Like, what is going on? But as I watch these, and there's a couple of more scenarios that we'll get to, and I don't know how they edit these. They may have had 8 of these where no one said a word or sided with the bartender, but a lot of these they showed people standing up for one another. And it was reassuring to, okay, we're looking out for one another, whether you agree with the homeless policy of your city or whatever. When you see this human next to you, as that guy said, you're my sister. Yeah, I'll pay for your meal too. And it was cool to see them standing up. Then I put myself in that spot. And we've talked about this so many times on the show about how we hate confrontation. And I usually will take a lot of, grief from someone if it's just me. But if it is someone else, especially a woman, I think I would have said something like, I hope I would have volunteered the 20 and said, yeah, I'll pay for her meal. We'll take care of her. But I don't know, because we are getting to the point, about not wanting to get involved.
I think this one is a no-brainer if it was here. See, I think the complicating thing and interesting thing they did in this is they did it in San Francisco. So to me, that changes the ambient sentiment there, because they are so overrun with a homeless problem, and you're doing it in a community which may have compassion fatigue and may have crime problems and so on. So that does make a difference, the setting does to me, as to how the typical person will react. But I think certainly in here, I think everyone would stand up and say, hey, you got to serve this woman. If she's got money, if someone volunteered to pay for her meal, I mean, yeah, I guess a business has the right to refuse anyone's service.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that you're going to win that argument in saying that, that hey, she has the money to buy a meal. You need to sell her the meal.
To me, the real interesting battle, though, is do you want to get involved?
Yes, you do want to get involved.
I think that is a struggle with a lot of people. And I'll admit it's a struggle with me. I would hope that I would say, this is not right. Here's another $10, or just put it on my credit card or whatever. But I also think we fight that battle, whether it's a battle we're fighting or we're going to try to take up someone else's battle. How far do we want to take it? Do we want to get involved? There's another scenario we'll talk about here in a second, especially if it's not. I think it's one thing if it's the owner of a bar. It's another thing if it's just another customer. And they filmed at a coffee shop here in Dallas where the actor was a customer who was annoyed that two Hispanic gentlemen were applying for a job. He wanted to see their green card. And claimed, don't just hire them. They're illegal immigrants. Do not mark that. And so would you get in? I would think I would want to get involved with that dude, especially after he said, I'm a patriot. I don't have to put up with this. And he really started, throwing out a bunch of jargon. I would hope that I would say to that guy, hey, you have no idea what's going on over here. They're applying for a job, and the sign on the door said now hiring. If these guys want to apply for a job, it's none of your business. I would hope I would say that, but there's part of me that think, I don't know, does this guy have a gun? Do I want to get involved? Do I want to get right in the middle of it? I think most of us would, but when it's not someone who's like the employee at a restaurant or something or a coffee bar, and it's just some patron that's there, do you get involved? Do you say, okay, I'll put on my helmet and I'll check myself in here, get right in the middle of it?
It depends on how heated things are at the time, I think. You're taking in about 200 variables in your calculations. And yeah, you're looking for this guy, see if he has a gun. Is it real? Are you coming in at a time where it's extremely heated and the guy is wanting to fight people? all that goes into your, but the situation that you're describing, I think it's easy to get involved and say something that's not, you know, your idea is not to escalate it. It's de-escalate. Hey, dude, you know, they've got people who are, I'm sure they'll check their eligibility status for this job and everything. And the good news is you and I don't have to worry about it. That's what's great about this country is that, that we can,
we can have some, the freedom that you're talking about so much is same for them.
Yeah,
too.
They'll handle it. They've all these employees that you're looking behind the counter right now. You didn't get involved in any of their employment thing. That was great that you didn't even have to do all that work. You don't have to do this work.
Oh, you're real smart, Alec, aren't you? Oh, you're a real expert, aren't you? Then he escalates with you, and now, okay, gosh, now I got to defuse this bomb.
Yeah, I'm an expert.
You know, some of it, I think, depends on the mood we're in, too. Like, I could see myself in some of these scenarios of there's also a belligerent customer who is berating a woman who's breastfeeding, and he's offended by that, and they're all really loud. They're the really loud guy that you want them to shut up no matter what they're talking about.
Prank show.
Yeah, you want them to shut up, but some of it depends on my mood. If I just want to go in and get my cup of coffee and leave, as opposed to maybe I've had a bad day and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, are you itching for a fight to where you want to get in there?
That you may be more confrontational, but I think you're right. You say something to try to de-escalate instead of, you know, raising it up.
Which is not what I did earlier when I said, you didn't have to get involved in any of these.
Right.
Right.
Joking there.
Yeah.
Doesn't some of it also depend on how often you encounter that? Like that clip you played. If you're at a bar and a homeless person comes in and wants something to eat, if that's the first time you've encountered that in a year or two or three, then you're probably more likely to give that person a 20.
Yeah.
If you go to that bar every day, like that bartender said, a homeless person comes in here every day wanting food. Do you still give that person a 20 every day or after a while?
Yeah.
Are you like the bartender and you say, look, this happens every day. At some point, I can't keep doing this. Mm-hmm. So those people who were defending the homeless person, admirable, yes, but also they don't see it from the viewpoint of the bartender.
You'd also like the scenario they had at another restaurant where the actor is the guy who is annoyed with this other actor who plays the part of a teacher, and he finds out that she has an OnlyFans account. And he starts berating her. I don't want you teaching my son. I subscribe to you. And he's really loud about it. And then he walks off and he comes back and he claims that he talked to the principal and she's been fired. What do you say to that guy? Do you want to get in the middle of that one?
He subscribes to her?
He subscribes to her, yeah. And that's how hey, I've seen you before.
So the teacher and this guy complaining about her, they're actors.
They're actors, yeah.
And you're the bystander.
Yeah.
Getting
you confront
involved
that guy to leave her alone because he's obviously the jerk, and if he does have a problem with it in the middle of this Italian restaurant, is not the place to decide it and to tell everyone around that, you know, she's
You say to that dude, hey, you know, sounds like you feel like you got a good argument. This is something that you go and talk with the principal. You don't handle it in the Italian restaurant. I don't want to hear about your masturbatory habits here in this Italian restaurant. Or maybe you think that you want to hear mine? Hey, let me get into some of mine.
Okay,
with you,
see,
sir.
Here he goes.
Come on.
He's escalating.
No, no, no.
Escalating.
You want to hear all about it, right? That's what we want to do. We want to hear all about
see,
it.
And you ought to watch this one, though, because it does involve a teacher who models on the side and breastfeeding. It's right up your alley.
Yeah, this sounds perfect to me.
It's perfect for you.